He came back from the time off and was complaining. I think he had some headache issues. He thinks it was something that occurred during the game, so we're just going to follow the league's protocol and have him evaluated. I don't know what the results of the evaluation was, but we'll have more information tomorrow. No, but that was obviously it. I was very happy for them, and it was mutually beneficial. Obviously, he and I had talked during the week, and he'd watched our game Thursday night, and it was really his first chance to see us, and he'd sent me a congratulatory message, and we just kind of had some talk back and forth. But just happy for that group. I still know a lot of guys, especially on that defensive side, that are good players and take a lot of pride in their work and just hadn't had any wins to show for it. So it was good to see them go out and get that victory. Talked about it briefly, but just still in the context of that this is a big test for us, how we're going to handle it. There's no awards, there's no prizes for being 6-3. The only thing that's done for us is that our games are meaningful now. So it's still have to have the ability to put that one in a box and move on to the next one. And it makes it a little bit more difficult because of what they've been hearing now for 3 or 4 days. But I think this is, I didn't have to hit him with a bunch of coach speak and all that. I think this is a mature group that can handle it. And it showed today and how they showed up and how they worked in practice. It was just an evaluation that we wanted to make sure that we wanted to see Smalls and compare it to the body of work of Agnew and just decided that it was time to switch back. Yeah, it makes it difficult. We know he has a huge arm, and you can only look at so much preseason tape. He didn't play a ton of reps this year's preseason. You go back to some of his New England stuff. But I don't know how much that's the unknown is how much will their offense change with him in there. I'm sure it'll be a healthy dose of running the football. Their run game won't change. Potentially some of their pass concepts will, but that we prepare with the information we have and we don't want to chase ghosts with it. But it's important to know that he does have a big arm and maybe a little bit more deeper shots than what they've shown. He's been okay for the last couple of days. So we'll see how we'll know more tomorrow when he shows up. And he was here today, but we'll have a better sense tomorrow when he's in the building. No, the only thing I can think of is we might have overdone it as a staff and just kind of bringing up the talking about trap game and all that, just overdone it. I think this is a for the the vast majority of our guys I think are very mature, very professional, and to me that it comes out. It comes out when they speak. I mean, you can hear it. They're saying the right things, and I think they truly believe it. So that, to me, would be the only thing looking back. But we'll see. I mean, this will be a big test for us. I don't know. I think that loss was a combination of a lot of things. It's hard to be inside guys' heads, and I'm not going to take anything away from Jacksonville. I mean, they played well and they clearly outplayed us and earned the win. I think the runs were essentially the same. So it was I think a lot of it was the execution. I thought the backs ran hard, but still, I mean, Kyle stayed committed to it, and I think we ended up with 52 runs. I think 14 yards was the longest one, and I don't know if we had another one over 8. And that just, to me, speaks to his, even though we weren't hitting big plays with it, but I think it was, just the relentless nature of it, especially when you get a lead, to stay committed to it. I thought the guys blocked well, especially on the edges, and I thought the backs ran hard. No, they've been productive. I mean, they're all team guys. And they know that when their number's called, that they got to step up and respond. So I'm not going to get too wrapped up in the psychology behind it. They're professionals, and when their number's called, they got to be ready to go. Yeah, I think getting Phil back was a good spark for us. He gave us some quality reps. He was very disruptive. And then the one thing about Dez has been consistent and just steadily been getting better. But he's consistently been doing his job and given opportunities to rush the passer. I mean, he's shown why that why he was brought here. I thought this was his best game, maybe going back to to the beginning of last year when he was playing well. But he was a spark, and he's really stepped up for our guys. It's been a big part of our success defensively. He does, and he I think that's a good rotation inside. I think all those guys have played well. Even Fua has gone in there, and I think he played 14 or 15 snaps and just did his job every play. He's not going to fill up the stat sheet, but you need guys like that. I think that's a fair statement. I mean, I just in the tape that I've watched, I mean, this team plays hard. I mean, they J.J. Watt is arguably the defensive MVP of the league right now, playing at an extremely high level. And it's not just him. And they've had a lot of tight games. So it's it'll be easy for our guys because it shows up on tape. The film doesn't lie. They can't sit and say this is a team with a losing record coming in here. And I think our guys are mature enough to know that we're not good enough that we can just show up. But yeah, I mean, I think we're a plus nine for the season, and I think that's a formula for success when you're not giving the ball away and you're taking it away. Other than the final score, that's the number one indicator of wins and losses in the NFL is the turnover margin, and that's a big part of it. That he's very opportunistic, but the good thing about him is he doesn't come out of structure to make plays. That most interceptions come on for safeties on tips and overthrows, and he puts himself and he reads quarterbacks well and puts himself in the right position, and the ball finds him. Yeah, they do. I think I asked. I think it was Nelson in the meeting how old he was. I think he was three or four, I think. But again, like I said, I told him, I said it doesn't mean anything. We have the whole off season to sit back and enjoy the better moments of the season. But we just have to, once you're in it, you got to press on. You got to go to the next one. Learn from it, the good and the bad, and use it in the next one. As part of the overreaction, I'm smart enough to know that I'm a part of it, it falls back to me of the staff that we were able to put together, and the players we were able to bring in, and that everybody's pulling the rope in the same direction, and since I'm at the head of it, that I can see why that talk is there. But that's, you know, there's no nine-game coach of the year. It's at the end of the year. So to me, that's all. Those are all team awards when that happens. So it's just, I'm no different. It's on to the next one. That there are wins. I mean, you have no control over the schedule. That falls into worry about what you have control over. The games fall how they fall. And I could see why before Thursday night, people would question it, especially given, you know, how we beat Tampa and that's what comes back to the style points thing. And as you get going on, six wins is six wins, and it's people can debate it and kind of see where we are, but that doesn't concern us. So it's, the game's over, we move on to the next one. You come up with a plan, you execute it, and you hope at the end of the day you have more points than them, and then it's that cycle that you're in. So I understand that words need to be written and words need to be spoken and to fill time, but that doesn't concern us.